Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests, Hebron Mayor Valerie Mokas and Economic and Community Development Director Brittany Meisner. The village is seeing growth in many areas, including in economic development.
I think Hebron is really lucky in the sense that as a mayor who's owned a small business for over 20 years and then having somebody with incredible chamber experience, we get it. And we love entrepreneurs. Like, I am totally going to geek out a little bit. Our coffee shop, Lulu's, it is amazing. And I was saying earlier, I think she's like a coffee sommelier. I mean, she just, you walk in, you're like, I like this. She's like, I know exactly what you need. And she's fantastic, and she's so young. And having, you know, people come in with a dream of opening a shop and then just making that happen, it's so amazing. And then Brittany's team does a lot to help get the word out so that folks know that they're there with the ribbon cuttings and the videos and highlighting our businesses. And then she's got a newsletter where she is able to share that. So there's just a lot going on, and you're really able to get that word out there to not just our residents, but to area folks as well.
We've had some really great small businesses that have been a part of the village for a long time. Hebron Dairy Bar, formerly known as Heyman's, Clay's Cafe, Creative Catering, Hebron Nails, Studio Lane, SNF Photography, all of them have been there, and they've been our solid people we can count on. But then now we have this upheaval of these new businesses coming in and really excited about coming to Hebron. Main Street is it's almost full. I'm running out of retail space, which is a good problem. And I did not have that problem 2 years ago when I started. So we're seeing a level of energy that we haven't seen in a really long time.
So where, really do you, where do you try to capture people from? I mean, you've got, you know, Buckeye Lake to the south. You've got Newark and Heath and Granville to the north. I mean, and there are communities, too, that kind of like to be to themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, we kind of like our vibe, and we kind of really don't love outsiders to a degree. So how do you balance that? Where do you draw from?
Yeah, well, first I'll say I think we're in a really fortunate situation being right there off of 79 and being neighbors with Heath and having a strong industrial park. That's another thing that the mayor and I are really focused on is we're extremely fortunate to have the manufacturing base that we have. That brings people in, it employs our residents, and it's been what's kept us going as a community. And so we're really fortunate to have those manufacturing partners. But then we're the gateway to the Buckeye Lake region. And that's another thing that I'm not quite sure Hebron has leveraged to the degree that we're really trying to collaborate more with our partners in that region, be a part of that work that's happening, and make sure that we're being a good partner to all those other communities that are welcoming people on a regular basis to the lake. But you have to go through Hebron to get to any of those communities if you're coming from the Licking County side. So visit us.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing is those of us who've been around forever, Hebron used to be very, very vibrant, and we were literally the crossroads. And so you had the rail coming through, you had the canal coming through, you had the road coming, the national road coming through. And so Hebron actually does have a rich history of entrepreneurship and distribution and different types of industry right there in that space. So when I talk to, you know, my older residents, they remember walking downtown and having two amazing groceries across the street from one another right there on Main. So we were used to, if you lived on the north side, you didn't have to cross 40. You could just carry your groceries from the south side grocery. But all that to say, I think the important part when we're talking to residents is to remind them this used to be vibrant. And so it's not that we're changing Hebron. We're trying to get Hebron back to where we had walkable and engaged residents who would get out there and spend time and drink a coffee and have a piece of pie and chat with one another about the weather or the politics. And so I think that's really something that's important to us, is creating a space that our residents continue to come together and live life together, not just, you know, go to work, come home and hang out on the sofa.
Have they said that to you, Mayor, when you're out and about? Hey, I appreciate you doing this. And are they giving you ideas, Brittany? But I don't know how the coffee shop came up, but did somebody one day go, well, we could use a coffee shop? I mean, are you getting those kind of interaction from the community?
It's funny. Our residents do not hold back. if you know folks that are longtime Hebronites, we say exactly what we think all the time. It's more about, okay, we heard you. but I would say you and I, as soon as we started talking about what would be great. I mean, there were already things that we had already heard from so many people that lined up.
Absolutely. I'd say a couple of things. One, I think people are really excited about the community events we've been doing. That's probably the main piece of feedback that I've received in my role, is that they're excited to see these opportunities to come together, coming back to Hebron. Definitely always providing feedback about the things that we need in Hebron. The number one thing that I still get feedback about, and we're slowly getting there, more restaurants, mm-hmm. right? So we get that feedback often. And then, you know, I think the important thing to keep in mind is how the mayor, with her leadership, we've chose to engage our residents. So not only do we communicate with them more through social media and newsletters and those things, but we've started surveying our residents about different topics. And a lot of times you see these surveys, they're really big or big picture. Mm-hmm. No, we're getting into the nitty gritty. They could be very basic things, but they're important things to our residents. And then monthly stakeholder groups. So we've been bringing different stakeholder groups in our community, whether that's small groups of our residents, our seniors, our veterans, our farming community, our small business. And once a month, we bring in a different group and we just chat with them for an hour. What are the things that are on their mind? What kind of feedback do they have for our administration? And there's been some really spectacular ideas that have come from that.
So being that you're kind of a smallish community, mm-hmm. is there an idea that's too big? I mean, when you talk about a restaurant, mm-hmm. I mean, are you talking about like that kind of classic mom and pop mm-hmm. vibe? Or it's like, hey, let's mm-hmm. go get fill in the blank big chain or something like that. Does that even fit in Hebron?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing I would say is I think that what we're trying to attract are small business owners and entrepreneurs. That is what we would like to see. Of course, we have some designated land. I'm definitely going to put my economic development hat on with this comment. We have some designated areas that we think chains or larger corporations would be a better fit. Mm-hmm. But we would love to see some entrepreneurs that are trying to pursue their dreams, that Hebron's the place for them. Mm-hmm. That's the type of things we're trying to attract.
So I will just admit straight up, every once in a while, I'll be in a neighboring community and we'll go somewhere and have like eggs and toast and great coffee. And I will straight up say, hey, have you ever considered? I can't help it. I cannot help it. Because when people know how to take care of their customers, I'm like, that is who we want in Hebron, right? Like we don't want just anybody coming in. We want somebody who really wants to engage. I want somebody who walks up to the table and chats you up for a couple of minutes, right? Because that's who we are in Hebron. So yeah, I might play a little dirty pool that way. I just,
you know, that, remember what she said? Hebronites will say whatever they're feeling.
Yes.
How many politicians do you think are going to say, I'll play dirty pool that way? Come on now.
Behind closed doors, maybe on the radio. Not so much.
I'm sorry. I just want to be honest.
That's exactly
right. And so for me, it's not that I'm not actually asking that they leave where they are. I just wonder if they'd be willing to do a second. I mean, I think that it's hard. It's really hard owning a small business. And it's really refreshing when somebody says, hey, you're doing so great. I'd love for you to come to my town. And so I really do hope that we get that vibe out there, that we would welcome entrepreneurs who want to come and, you know, sling some bacon and eggs and chat with my residents and argue with them about whatever it is that is on their mind.
So do you play the mayor card when you do that? It's like, hey, I'm the mayor. I can hook you up.
So the first year of being mayor, I avoided the mayor card because it just felt really heavy handed. Now I'm all in. I'll be like, you know, I
make a damn good egg.
Yes.
Over here.
Yes, exactly.
Here's my card.
Yes. I have no power, but I'd really love for you to come on over.
That's hilarious.
Real quick, quick, you mentioned that you're looking at a CIC, a Community Improvement Corporation. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about this, why this is important.
Yeah. No, we're really excited about this. We have some great examples in Licking County mm-hmm. of community improvement corporations. Ours will look a little different. I would like to say more grassroots. We're a small community, like you mentioned, Joel, but we're a growing community, growing with our small businesses. We have some residential growth that's coming our way, and we want to make sure we have this tool mm-hmm. so that when we are trying to do great things in our community, we can utilize it. And so the Community Improvement Corporation, it's with council right now. So I'm hoping by the end of the year, we will have that established and we'll be able to share more about all of the great work. But it's as simple as making sure we have a facade grant for our small businesses. So they're continuing to improve their space and welcome residents and other businesses. It's helping our residents clean up their properties. It's doing a small business attraction campaign. We have a lot of exciting things up our sleeves.
Yeah, imagine that, Joel. We'll have to have him back in 6 months.
That's really intriguing, though. Small business attraction campaign. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just the mayor going out and going, hey, how about backing up the truck our way?
Typically, it just goes, she says that, and then she has a button that push, and then I come and I appear, and then we close the deal. But no, so we have done some work receiving feedback from our residents and then also just really analyzing what do we have now, what do we need as we continue to change and grow and adapt. And so we've identified some areas where we would welcome the types of businesses. We have mm-hmm. the space that could accommodate those types of businesses. And so really just going to be pushing that out, because a lot of times, you know this, working in the community, people have these ideas or these dreams, but they're waiting for the right opportunity or they're waiting to be asked. And so by throwing this out on social media, hey, we need a breakfast diner, if that inspires the next owner of a business in Hebron, we want to do that and just provide these opportunities or maybe these light bulbs to people around the area.
New police chief. How exciting is this? And maybe talk a little bit about how you landed on your new chief.
It is very exciting. It's really stressful being a new mayor and having a seasoned chief. Larry Brooks had been with us for almost 30 years, including his earlier service before he was full time. And so that was a big shift very early in my career as mayor. So it was a little nerve wracking, but we got through it, and we actually ended up going through a couple of rounds of applications, a false start. But finally, the clouds opened and light shined through. And so now we have welcomed Mr. Tyler Welsh. He came to us from Lancaster, but he had also served as an MP and in the military, and he also had worked on a college campus. So if you think of those two extremes, one where you're policing the police and the other where you are more focused on building community and having a little bit different relationship than you might as just a patrol officer in Columbus or something. I think having that wide range and understanding for us, it's critically important that our police force have relationships with the residents. I never want my residents to feel uncomfortable calling the police or, you know, not knowing who the police officer is. When you need the police, that's the last time, that's not when you should be meeting them, right? Like, I want them to know them so that they feel comfortable calling and saying, hey, we've got this issue, can you help?
Mm-hmm. Did you know going through the process that we got, you said the clouds open, and this, I mean, did you know right away that this was the guy once you got
to the Well, I don't know if he knew, but I knew. So, and you know, it's so funny because my brother-in-law is actually an officer as well. And so he's been kind of talking me through what questions I should be asking, what kind of personality I should be looking for, how I need to be supportive of my police, but still also drive them to search for excellence. And so that's a tight balance to find. And you certainly want to be supportive. It's an incredibly intense and scary and hard job. And then we've got, you know, everything going on nationally, and the rhetoric around policing is very challenging. And so trying to find a way to encourage them and kind of, you know, scoot along, but also making sure that they understand that we absolutely 100% support them and want them to be safe and happy and flourish in the village as well.
And I'm not saying Lancaster's, you know, as small as Hebron, but it's nice that you're bringing in somebody that knows the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we were just talking off the air about, you know, sometimes outsiders, it can be a little tough. I would have to think that that's going to be helpful as well, because he knows kind of the culture, correct?
Yeah, and he's got family in Licking County, as far north as Utica, so he's all over the place around here anyway. And I think that it's a really good fit for his family, for him to be in this role. And I think it's just, it's going to be a wonderful impact on our community. And I don't know, he's just kind of like that quiet control kind of, I've got this. And I think it's really refreshing.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Hebron Mayor Valerie Mokas and Economic and Community Development Director Brittany Meisner. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.